Welcome to New Everyday, episode 156. It's just me. I would like to say that Pastor Lawrence is here, but he's not. Took some vacation. That's okay. It's summer. We're meant to relax, enjoy the nice weather, and so that's what he's doing. So today you've got me. We're going to be talking about the vine, the branches, and bearing fruit, and what that means for our Christian life. I'm sure you've heard part of this message before, but we're going to take a look at another perspective that for me was an eye-opener and kind of changed the way that I live my life. Don't go anywhere.
This is New Everyday with Jeff Weston and Lawrence Cruz.
Welcome to New Everyday. So glad to have you here. You may have noticed right off the hop, it's just me running solo this week, and believe it or not, next week as well. Summer hit and Pastor Lawrence is like, I'm out of here, going on vacation. So that's what's going on. So it's just me this week, but that's okay. We've still got a lots going on, lots to talk about, lots of good things coming up. There's lots, so you don't want to miss it. A few things we're just going to get right out of the way. If you have missed some past episodes of New Everyday, you want to catch them, you can see them all on demand. We've got them Kodi, Plex, Roku, Facebook, YouTube, and on our website, neweveryday.tv. I'm Jeff Weston. I'm going to be hosting this week, and we're going to be talking about a few different topics all jumbled into one because they are related. And we're going to start right off with our key scripture for the week, and it's John 15:5-8. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you could do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withered. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. So we're going to be centering the message today around that. And that's where it's all going to start off, is with the idea of the vine and the branches. Now, if you've been in the church for a long time, chances are you've heard a sermon around the vine and the branches. And the whole concept is pretty simple to understand. You've got the vine, which is Jesus, and the branches, which is us. And when you do any sort of gardening and you run across vines, you know that you can cut off all the branches that you could find, but as long as the roots and the core of that vine are still intact, everything is solid, everything is healthy, and it will continue to grow. And so it's kind of a lot like our Christian life in that way. And that's what Jesus is talking about in the scripture, is that we are the branches. And as long as we are attached to the vine, which is healthy, then we will be healthy. And because Jesus is the vine, it is through that conduit that we get all of our spiritual nutrition. Just like regular branches get their nutrition through the vine, he is that conduit for us. And so that concept in and of itself is not hard to understand. It makes sense if you grew up in the church. If you don't grow up in the church, and maybe you're seeing this for the first time, you're like, what? What are you talking about? Jesus is a vine and I'm a branch. Last time I checked, I'm a human being. And that's true. In a lot of cases in the Bible, Jesus will use symbolism and he will use parables and stuff like that. And so in this case, it's symbolism to give you a real world picture to help you understand better the way that the Christian life works. And so if you've got that concept, you've got the idea that, you know, I am a branch. I am attached to this vine, Jesus, and he is my lifeblood. He is what keeps me alive. He's what keeps me growing. Then you understand the whole concept of salvation and what that means for eternal life. And so the other side of this scripture is when you've got a branch that doesn't produce fruit, it's cut off. And so that's leading to the idea of, you know, those who aren't Christ followers who end up in hell. And that's a whole nother topic that we can talk about. But as far as today goes, we're going to be talking about the living branches, those branches, us, the Christians that are producing fruit, and what that means. And so if you are a Christian that views yourself as a branch from a vine, think of a garden. My wife and I, we've been doing some renovations in our garden lately, taking down a bunch of trees that we don't want, and we're going to be doing a bunch of landscaping, and there is this vine that grows all throughout these trees, and as we're trying to take down trees, we're having to separate the branches of the trees from the tangled branches of the vines. And so with the concept of our spiritual life being that we are like the branches, it doesn't matter what goes on around, those branches are strong and they can hold on. All it takes is a simple grasp and that branch can continue to grow and grow and reach to the top of the tree, and it will infiltrate everything. And that is the way our Christian lives should be. If we are a healthy, productive member of the body of Christ, we should be infiltrating everywhere around us to influence those for Christ. Makes sense. Does to me. Hopefully it does to you. If it doesn't, send me an email. Let me know. Comment on our webpage, comment on our Facebook, YouTube, and we can have further discussion about this. But I want to move on to the next concept in here, and that is the whole idea of the bearing fruit. And so that seems to be the part, whenever I hear messages about the vine and the branches and the bearing fruit is the part that seems to get left out. And so when I'm thinking about it, I'm going, what does that mean to bear fruit? What is that fruit? What is it that we are expected to produce as Christians that shows how healthy we are as a branch? And really, there's one scripture that tells you, and it's in Galatians. It's 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance or patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. And so with this main scripture that we were looking at before in John, he says, if you remain in me, you will bear fruit. And so what that means is a very good litmus test of how healthy you are as a Christian and how healthy you are as a branch connected to the vine of Jesus is what is the fruit that you bear. And so to take a look at that scripture in Galatians and go, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and continue through that list, how do you do in that area? That is the test of your healthiness as a Christian. So let's take a look at the first one, love. Everybody knows what love is. So much of the world is seeking love. It's searching for love. And in a lot of cases, what the world thinks it finds in love is not real love. It's infatuation. It's endearment. It's many things, but it may not be that true agape, unconditional, God-driven love. I mean, you look all throughout Scripture and you'll be able to see exactly what love is and how it is unconditional and how sometimes love is the thing that breaks through when everything else crumbles around. And as you look at your life as a Christian, how is your love? How is that fruit of love? Are you bearing any? Are you producing tons of love? What does that look like? Is it just simply being kind to somebody, or is it loving them unconditionally? Is it despite the fact that somebody may have harmed you or wronged you, that you still show them love? And that love from God that goes beyond hurt, beyond our limitations as human beings, to say, it doesn't matter, I still love you. There's joy. Do you have joy? Are you producing joy? All of these fruits that we're talking about are wonderful things. They're great. But there's one part of fruit, of bearing fruit, that seems to be forgotten. And that is the fact that fruit is not for us. If we are the branch on a vine and we're producing fruit, it's no different than, say, an apple tree. And if an apple tree produces fruit, it doesn't produce apples for itself. It produces apples to be eaten. That's why God created the apple tree, is to provide fruit for us. You look at orange trees, lemon trees, any type of tree that bears fruit or plant that bears fruit, and the fruit itself is not for that plant. It is to be consumed by others. And so the fruit that we produce as Christians is meant for others. It's not meant for us. And if you can wrap your head around that concept that who you are and what kind of life you live as a Christian and how you produce fruit is not for you. It's for somebody else. It's for maybe someone in your church, somebody in your family. But I would venture to say that chances are the biggest market for your fruit is the non-Christian. Our fruit is meant to draw others to Christ. And we're going to dive into that a little bit more when we come right back after this break.
Stick around for more from New Every Day.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Welcome back. You're watching New Every Day. And if you're just tuning in, maybe you're watching on KVVB in Southern California, and you're going, isn't there supposed to be two of them? Yes, there should be. Lawrence is away on vacation for the next 2 weeks, so I'm running solo, and that's okay. But if you are just tuning in, let me catch you up to speed. We are talking about the vine being Jesus, the branches being us, and the fact that if we are healthy branches attached to the vine, we should be bearing fruit. And that fruit is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, as listed in Galatians. And so we're starting to go through that concept. And just before the break, we talked about the fact that the fruit is not for us. So many times we hear that, you know, you should be producing the fruit of the Spirit. You should have love, joy, peace, patience. Are you feeling patience? Yeah, it's one thing to say, this is how I'm feeling, and this is what I seem to be, you know, struggling with in that area, is to make more patience. But at the end of the day, the fruit that we bear is for others. So the question then becomes, are you loving others? Do you have joy for others? Are you patient with others? We can go down the list. And when you look at your life, you need to do a self-assessment. And you go, how am I doing? How is my fruit bearing? I know that I'm regularly assessing this, because I work in a very people-oriented job. Every day it's either phone calls or emails or meetings with people that in a lot of cases are frustrated. They're upset, they want something to be done to fix the situation that they're in. And so I have to be aware of how I am exhibiting myself and how I'm interacting with others. But even not in work, maybe it's at home. Am I showing the fruits of the Spirit to my family? Our families are so often the first ones that bear the brunt of our bad side, because they are the closest to us. They get to see us at our worst, because that's where we're most vulnerable, is at home in a safe environment. And so if you're at home and you're watching this, look around at your family and kind of take a self-assessment on, how am I doing? Am I showing love, joy, peace, patience? That's a hard one for parents sometimes. I know before I came here today, my kids were driving me nuts. It's summertime and we wanted to have a bit of a, you know, family day, but the kids just kind of get stir crazy. It's the excitement of, there's no school, what are we going to do? And then they have breakfast and I'm bored. And that's the way it goes. And so it's like, well, why don't you go do this? I don't want to. Why don't you go to this? I don't want to. And at that point, I could feel my patience falling off. And so I regularly have to assess, how is my fruit? How am I dealing with my family? How am I dealing with my friends? It's easy to always exhibit the good side when you're having a good day. But what about when you're not having a great day? When stress is through the roof? Or maybe the finances just aren't there, and you've got to make sense of the world. Maybe you've lost your job, you're sick. I mean, we've had a past episode where Lawrence and I were talking about what ifs, what's happened, and what if God could fix that situation. It's kind of the same deal here, is what are you dealing with, and what if you actively chose to exhibit the fruits of the Spirit in a meaningful way to those around us? What about to your enemies? And I know to say enemies. I don't believe I really have enemies. I like to think that people like me and I like other people, and we generally live in a society where nobody really deems themselves to be an enemy or to have enemies. But there's people we don't like. There's people that don't like us. And what do we do with those people? I know that there's people that grate on me. I would rather not be around. They might be, you know, for lack of a better phrase, life leeches. You know, that kind of person that just sucks the life out of the room when they show up. How do you exhibit the fruits of the Spirit with them? Do you show them patience and kindness? What about your relationship with God? And I realize that if you're attached to the vine, you're a healthy branch, you have a strong relationship with God. But in those tough moments, how do you relate to God? Do you have joy in those tough times? Do you have patience when God is working something through in your life? The fruit we bear is meant for those around us. I've already mentioned that. But God is included in that. He loves us. He loves us so much. He wants to be with us. And so often, if we are struggling with some negative fruit, it gets in the way of that relationship with God. It gets in the way of our relationship with our family members and our friends and our coworkers. And so you want to take a time to assess how you're doing. How is your fruit bearing? And if you think you're doing great, go ask your family. Go ask the people that have some influence in your life that will give you an honest opinion. I can tell you, I give myself a great scorecard all the time. And then I regularly check in with my wife. How am I doing? You're pretty good. Okay, what about the not pretty good? Well, you know, there's times you could do this better, or there's times I wish you would, you know, show more kindness in this area, or be patient here. And I go, okay, thank you. I need to be able to learn to be a better version of myself and produce better fruit. And I realize I'm making this sound very spiritual and all that, but at the end of the day, it is. If you allow the Holy Spirit to influence your life and to be thoroughly connected with God in a strong relationship where you're daily talking to Him, you're reading the Word, you're going to church, you're worshiping, you're being obedient, you will have a super healthy relationship with that vine. And as a branch, you will have a very strong grasp to the vine. You'll have a very thick stalk that will reach all across your life and influence so many others with really potent fruit. So as you go into the next week ahead, I want to encourage you, take a moment in every situation before you react and go, how can I show some of the fruits of the Spirit? How can I show love? How can I show joy? How can I show peace? How can I be patient? And continue to go through that list. And if you need a reminder, take a sticky note or, you know, print off that scripture. Put it on your mirror. Put it on the fridge. Maybe put it on your car seat so that when you get in the car and you have to face rush hour traffic where you want to flip everybody the bird and yell and scream at them because road rage kicks in, that you take a look at that and go, God, give me patience. Give me peace around my enemies, those who want to see me fail. God, would you overflow me with love, and love that makes no sense to those around other than the fact that it's not from me, it's something more. God, let my fruit draw others to you. And if that's your prayer as you go through your week, I know that God's going to be faithful and He's going to answer that. He's going to help you out. Because the fruit we bear is meant to bring others to Jesus, and especially those who don't know Him. And for those that do know Him and are maybe going through a hard time, it's a refresher. It's revitalizing that faith that they've got. And if you know that every aspect of your life and how you show yourself to others is to bring them closer to Christ, then that's going to change the way that you live. Because if that's your thought process in everything you do, you will take a very intentional approach to the way that you interact with others, a very intentional approach to the way that you do everything in your life. Because if you are a fruit-bearing branch, you are connected to the vine, and by receiving that fruit, those around you are going to receive the goodness of Christ. So let me encourage you in the week ahead to self-identify those areas where you need to produce better fruit. And those areas where you're rocking it on the fruit front, keep it up. Send us an email. Let us know how you're doing. And, you know, if you want some tips, some tricks, some help, even somebody just to pray with, contact us. Lawrence and I would love to be able to connect with you on it. Anyway, thanks for being here. Have a great week.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Roku, Kodi, Plex, YouTube, Google Play Music Podcasts, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 on KBBB-TV, Channel 33, television for the high desert.